separate ourselves. We got to flat out separate ourselves from the board. It's a team that really wants it, that has everybody committed to what they have to do. We got to have communication, but we must have composure. We got it? See how tough we are.
Let's go, let's go.
Listen to that voice and the strong philosophy in those words. The words of legendary college basketball coach Pat Summitt, who died today at the age of 64. In her 38-year career, she molded a dynasty at the University of Tennessee, leading the Lady Volunteers to 8 national championships. She's also the leader in all-time wins by a Division I college coach, men or women's, with 1,098. Summitt reached the Final Four 18 times and even achieved perfection during the 97-98 season with a 39-0 record, a team led by All-Americans Shamika Holtzclaw and Tamika Catchings.
And that's it. The Lady Volunteers. The first team ever to go 39-0. And they have won their third straight national championship. Unprecedented in the NCAA.
When you think about the determination and you think about all the things that Pat has been able to accomplish, a lot of it has come from her determination, and she's had so many trials and tribulations throughout her life. But look at her. You know, she's still standing strong.
Summitt was tough as a coach, her style indelibly imprinted on the women she coached. Tamika Catchings recalls the moment she knew she wanted to play for Tennessee.
First time I saw Pat coaching, I was a seventh grader, and I just happened to be flipping through the channels, and I remember that on the screen, it was her eyes, you know, just the determination and the passion and just the love. And I mean, it's all the thing that you want in a great coach. For me, it was like, man, I want to play for this woman.
In her own career, Summitt played for University of Tennessee at Martin, became the assistant coach when she graduated in 1974 and played on the 76 Olympic basketball team. 8 years later, she coached the U.S. women's team to its first Olympic gold medal. In 2012, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama. One of Summitt's toughest battles, though, was with early-onset dementia, which forced her to retire at the age of 59. Here's Summitt opening up about her diagnosis in 2011.
Well, I just, I just felt something was different. And, you know, at the time, I didn't know what I was dealing with. And until I went to the Mayo Clinic, I couldn't be for sure, but I can remember, you know, being trying to coach and trying to figure out schemes and whatever, and it just wasn't coming to me like I typically would say, oh, hey, we're going to do this, going to run that. I think it probably caused me to, you know, second guess.
Summitt lost the memory of those precious victories and championship moments long before she died. But they can never be lost in the minds of those she touched as a winner, as a coach, and a mentor to 2 generations of women basketball players and just women. Pat Summitt, dead at the age of 64.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.